best known for is the shepherd theme. And it certainly helps that it is an extended theme through this relatively short psalm. The Lord is my shepherd is a theme that runs through most of Psalm 23. The shepherd makes the sheep lie down in green pastures. He leads his sheep beside still waters, a pastoral shepherding setting. He restores life. He is the healer of his sheep. He guides the sheep in right paths. And the shepherd image goes on through the valley in verse 4 of this psalm. Still the shepherd theme, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Rod and staff, those are shepherd's tools. In the valley of death's shadow, the shepherd is still present with his sheep, with his rod, and with his staff. The Lord is my shepherd, a well-known, well-loved theme. For this, the psalm is known to give great comfort to God's people. Why does the image of a shepherd with his sheep give us such comfort? Well, probably because we are needy like sheep. We are by nature weak and skittish like sheep. We are easily anxious and we are easy prey. We are prone to wonder. We are prone to injury, pains, and griefs. We need to be fed. We need to be watered. We need to be healed. We need to be rescued. We are like sheep who can't really help themselves. We can't really help ourselves. And the Lord, like a shepherd, the Lord is all we need. He is faithful to his flock. He is wholly dedicated to his sheep. He is always present. He is with us everywhere, all the time. He is strong for us, his weak sheep. He knows the way, the path that the sheep should follow. And he has every provision, lasting provision. With him, we shall lack nothing. The Lord is my shepherd. We with David have great comfort in the Lord. He has shown himself to be the supreme shepherd in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our provider, our protector, our restorer, our guide. He is present, he is powerful, he is faithful. He is our life. The psalm seems to take a turn in verse 5, where we read now about a table prepared, and oil, and a full cup, which is not exactly related to how sheep eat or drink. They don't eat or drink at a table with a cup. So it's quite likely that with verse 5, we leave the shepherd-sheep image behind. It's kind of like the image in the first part of the psalm is now raised to a next and higher level. Because this is more how an honored guest is treated. You prepare, you set a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. The Lord, who is the shepherd, who takes care of needy sheep, he is also the king, who honors guests in his palace, at his table. And now we, the needy sheep, are honored guests of the Lord. And the valley of the shadow of death, verse 4, is traded for a seat at the king's table. There are a number of things that come with the imagery of verse 5, various benefits. Of course, one of the basic things with the table setting is that God is the provider of life. A table, a cup, that refers to eating and drinking. It's about God giving life-giving things, life-sustaining things. The Lord, the King, gives us the gift of life and sustenance, not only physical, but also spiritual. Related to that is that the Lord gives abundant life, not just the bare necessities, but a feast, eternal life, abundant life. There is a table and oil and an overflowing cup. So that means fullness and satisfaction in abundance. With the Lord God, there is plenty. He gives plenty, abundantly, endless life. Besides life and abundant life, the Lord gives honor. He invites us to His table. A table is what He sets and prepares before us. All we do is come and sit and feast and be filled. That's honor and privilege from the Lord. The Lord says to you, take a seat. I will fill you with my food and drink, endless life. And honor also comes with that anointing oil. You anoint my head with oil. That's honor from the Lord at His table. And then, of course, there is joy that comes with this table. It's a feast from the Lord. He gives life, abundant life, and honor, which all means joy. He gives food, an overflowing cup, oil, the oil of gladness. There is joy at God's table. And there is peace. When the Lord gives you to sit at His table, when He anoints your head, and when He gives you a cup overflowing with goodness, clearly you are on good terms with Him and He with you. You can be sure of that. This is a table of peace. Sitting at the Lord's table in His palace, and nothing but His favor and kindness and goodwill towards you. And then, this is a victory table. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Enemies are defeated while we are feasting. It's as we read elsewhere in God's Word, in the Song of Hannah, the mother of Samuel, in the Song of Mary, the mother of Jesus. He has filled the hungry with good things, but the full, the rich, the wicked, He has sent away empty. A table in the presence of my enemies, a victory feast given to us. Altogether, this is a whole lot of good from the Lord for us, a whole lot of good which is for you. Life and fullness of life in overflowing abundant supply, honor and joy and peace and victory. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. That's pretty much where everyone would want to be. And some might wonder, but then where exactly is that table? Why isn't it like that for me, where I am? For who is that? Because that just sounds too good to be true. Doesn't seem to be true for me. Not here, not now. It just isn't that good in my life. When I read through Psalm 23, that's me there in verse 4. Some might say that. That's me there in verse 4, in the valley of death's shadow. David was there too. David was there before us. So it's not like David or the Spirit who inspired him was ignorant of the troubles of real life. David knew the struggles and the disappointments. He knew weariness and sadness. He knew a life that goes through the valley of death's shadow. Sometimes David's life hung barely by a thread. David was not always full and satisfied David sometimes had to suffer shame instead of honor. Joy could elude David for large stretches of his life. He went through darker times. And David struggled before God when he was on the run from Saul and hiding in caves and running also from his own son, Absalom. Peace and victory were not always David's present experiences. But even when David went through the dark valley, he still saw what was on the other side. With clarity, he saw it. A seat at the table of God the King is prepared for me. And that's where God my Shepherd is guiding and leading me on right paths with all his provision and protection. God my Shepherd will safely get me through this valley to the table on the other side. Faith knows that with assurance. And faith with hope sees clearly the table, the oil, the cup, beyond the visible shadows and the hard realities of now. Faith looks forward and sees the goodness of the kingdom of God. It is coming, guaranteed in Jesus the Shepherd, who laid down his life for the sheep to make the way to the table for us. Guaranteed in Jesus the King, who gave his life for his people to set the table for us in his palace. Our faith today also gets help to see better to the table of the kingdom of God. God, our shepherd and king, he knows that we are weak sheep. We easily get distracted and afraid and disappointed and maybe doubtful. The valley of death's shadow can be so hard, so dark, that it overwhelms any vision of the feast to come in the kingdom of God. And so in his kindness, the Lord God gives us a table in the present, a table as a foretaste of the table to come, a table which unites us to Jesus Christ, who is already there ahead of us in the kingdom of glory, on the other side of the valley. Jesus has a table prepared for us there in glory. And this table here and now secures you, connects you to your future with Christ. When you sit at this table, when you take part in Christ, you receive his crucified body for your sins and his shed blood for your sins. Then you are inseparably connected to Christ and to the table of the future. A foretaste here, a guarantee of the marriage supper of the Lamb to come. The life and fullness feast, it starts here and now. The table of honor and joy, the table of peace and victory. It has begun, and your place there is made sure for you here by faith in Christ, partaking in him. Amen.